Welcome back to Set Apart Women podcast, where we demolish the lukewarm living and follow Jesus with all that we have.
Welcome, ladies. We are so glad that you've tuned in to Set Apart Women. Hello, my name is Laura Allred, and I'm with A Million Women. You can go to amillionwomen.org to find out about this once-in-a-lifetime movement this fall, October 12th, 2024, in Washington, D.C. We are believing and calling for a million Esthers from around the nation to meet us on the mall on October 12th to believe that America is going to turn back to God. So make plans to be there. Have your feet on the mall. Invite your friends, all the Esthers around the nation. Meet us for A Million Women. Go to amillionwomen.org to register today. Enjoy the episode.
What's up, Set Apart Women? I'm your host, Jamie Lynn Walnow. What an incredible season of Set Apart Women have we had. So many incredible guests, and I'm so glad if you're joining us for the first time, welcome to not just our podcast, but we have a whole ministry and opportunity where you can join us for free mentorship online monthly, where you can join us in person for events. Like, we have created a space for you to connect with other women who are living set apart, because you are not meant to live this journey or the story by yourself. You're meant to run this race with other women. So we've created a place for you to do that. This year, we're partnering with A Million Women, and we are so pumped. Amillionwomen.org, at what God is doing. I know you heard the infomercial just a second ago from my friend Laura. She was also a guest on one of the podcasts. I want to encourage you to go back and listen to that and join us in October in DC. It's going to be incredible, because God is calling on you to be a voice and to raise your voice. And it doesn't look like it does for me or for our guests today or for anybody else you've heard of. You can only raise your voice the way he created you to. And so I'm excited to get to know you, and I hope that you enjoy this week's episode. Also want to say that this year we are fundraising. We are a nonprofit. We are fundraising for 2 part-time salaries. This is our 3rd year of Set Apart Women, and we have had women working part-time / full-time volunteering to push the gospel and create, equip, and train women to live set apart in the Great Commission. And so our desire is to raise funds, whether you become a monthly supporter or one-time donation, whatever that may be, come and sow into this beautiful soil and this beautiful ground so that these women can come work part-time to help advance the gospel. We're just gonna dive in. One of my sweet friends is our guest today. I love her so much. She's so pure. She is like, seriously, like the ultimate cheerleader. She knows how to celebrate literally the hell out of this world and out of people. And she is just like a love bomb, and she's so nurturing and compassionate. When I had an appendectomy, she texted me. I tell people this all the time, that's why she's laughing. I thought it was like the most Farron thing ever. She's like, do you want me to come read a book to you? I can come sit on your bed and read a book to you. And I was so drugged at the time that I wish I wouldn't have been, so that I could have been like, yes. Anyways, because she just cares about people so much. So this is my friend Farron Wright. What's up, girl?
Hi. Oh my gosh, you're hilarious. But for real, we talked about this before. I think that a lot of the body of Christ is being there physically for people.
Yeah.
And not just saying like, how can I bless someone from afar? But how can I like really bless them and like intervene yourself into their life to make a difference in even those little times of like being there for people.
It's true. You really did like impact me when you asked me that. Because we were like new friends at the time. And I was like, you really just reached out and asked me that. And I would have loved it. I just wasn't aware. Like, no, I wasn't awake enough to know what was happening. But it really is like showing up and putting your hands to the plow. And some people don't know how to do that.
No.
But now you do.
Yes.
It touched me. And we encourage this behavior in Set Apart Women. Okay. So let's talk about this. So I'm so excited because you and your husband have seen like wonderful miracles in your family.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just by like happenstance, it was through faith and prayer. Can you just tell us, let's rewind, tell us your story, and we're gonna talk about healing today and what God has planned for you and your family.
Yes.
So my husband and I, we are the first ones in our family to truly walk life with Jesus and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so this was new for us. So we didn't know how to do that in other through our whole lives. And we had our first child 7 years ago, and he was born, and doctors told us that he would not be able to walk. There's a huge backstory to that, but we didn't know what to do. So we were following through with how doctors told us to do things, doctor's appointments that he needed. And then finally there got to a time where doctors told us that he would need a surgery to disconnect every single nerve on the back of his neck and reconnect it to see if maybe that would quote unquote fix him. Right. And we just, now we know it was the Holy Spirit saying like, do not do this. And so we began to seek out other options, and somebody told us, did you know Jesus can heal your son? And I said, yeah, like I know that, but if you have more you got, like, let me know. And so they began telling us that like it's in his word, and God is the God who heals. And the Lord has revealed to our family that when he says he's Jehovah Rapha, it means that he is God who heals. And he has revealed himself as healer to his people since he created his people from the Israelites. And how he still shows his people, we are engrafted into his people. So he's the one who heals us. And I feel like that is in every sort of way, mentally, physically, emotionally, he is such a healer. So specifically with our family, we've seen him heal physically. With our son, we began to read the word, and we began to not only read it, but declare it and believe it over our son's body that he is healer, and that God can set his body and align him to his perfect divine order. Yeah. And so it has been over years, and the Lord has been like showing us little miracle after little miracle. But today our son can walk and run and jump and play because we have prayed the word of God over him. We have anointed him with oil. We've taken communion with him. And I truly believe that that is what has happened in our family to why we have this testimony today that he can walk when doctors said he never would.
Okay, first of all, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
I mean, thank you, I'm grateful for doctors. Like, I honestly believe the Lord uses doctors all the time. People are anointed for that, right?
Yes.
And I'm also thankful for the wisdom of God that you would also search out a matter, you know, and that you would find an answer from the Lord. Okay, so my question to you is then, you're in this place where you and your husband are like, getting this intel from doctors, that's not easy news to take, first of all. That has to be really disheartening, maybe scary, especially if you're not knowing the Lord as you do now, right?
Yes.
What is it that clicked in you? Like, what was that click of like, okay, we're going to believe him as healer? Like, what did that process look like from like getting this news to actually being like, maybe Jesus is the way?
Is the one. For us personally, it was through reading the word and seeing. It was like the Lord started highlighting everywhere where he healed, and everywhere in his word where he said, I am healer. Everywhere where the story that comes to my mind is when Luke's mother-in-law was like, or sorry.
I'm like, not,
yeah, not Luke, Peter. Peter.
Peter.
Peter's mother-in-law was saying like, my mom is ill, and he just rebuked the fever, and it said she immediately got up and started cleaning again. And it's just like, wow, Lord, like you have the heart to heal us. Yeah. And so I was like, Lord, if I'm going to read your word, then I have to believe your word. So then my prayers went to my son, and it says, I believe by the word of God that you have healed him and that his body is going to align to your word. And that's when I really, it was faith and belief that I had to first partner and agree with what I'm reading is the truth, the ultimate truth. And that means everything else that I'm experiencing has to bow, because this is the truth of the word of God. His word says that it has been tested and tried and proven true every single time. And so if this is going to prove true, then my faith is going to be standing in that. And I feel like that's where it's like ours has been a journey. It didn't happen overnight, but through contending, we know that his word has been proven true.
Yeah. So for you and your marriage, the dynamic of, I know you're both, we go to the same church. You and your husband, like, what was that like to continue to contend when it was hard? What did that feel like? Like, how long was it before you knew, oh my goodness, our son's walking? Like, how, because this is like, he's seven now.
Yeah.
So What is this like? What are these moments? I mean, like, I love talking about the moments where you like felt like you couldn't.
Yeah.
And then Jesus came in and was like, but I can.
Yeah. Those moments where every time it was when I took my doubts to him. I didn't.
To your husband.
To the Lord.
To the Lord.
To the Lord.
Yeah.
In our times together. And a lot of that time was alone time. And it would be the days that were really hard when my son should be being able to like get up from the ground, but his body is not letting him, that I went to the Lord and I said, Lord, your word says this. And I would ask him to encourage me. And it seemed like every time after I went to him, there would be something that happened not long after that. Sometimes it was the next day. That specific moment for a child, which you're so about to learn this, they can usually like pull themselves up on the ground like fairly early, like 8 months, and then they'll be doing it after that. And he was almost 3.5 before he could like get up from the ground on his own.
Wow.
And it was like the Lord was leading every time to, what did I need? He says he provides our needs. I was like, Lord, he needs to get up from the ground. And I didn't know to pray that until I went and met with him and he revealed that to me.
He taught you how to pray.
He literally did. He, just from pressing into him and having alone time with him of, Lord, my heart is broken for my son and this is what he needs. And then having the Lord come in and give him what he needed in that in that moment, in that time.
What was that moment like? Like, can we just be real? When you saw, even just when you saw him pull himself up for the first time.
So I didn't see it, which was actually crazy. he was at a Mother's Day out and we were talking with a teacher and we were saying, hey, you know, like he, you know, does need help sometimes. And she was like, no, he doesn't. And I literally lost my breath, Jamie Lynn. I was like, what do you mean he doesn't? And she said, he stands up all the time by himself. Okay. So faith is like believing and seeing, right?
Yeah.
In that moment, I was like, maybe she's not talking about him after the prayer, all the things. And so I said, Lord, I need to see this. And so that night we were at home in the living room actually. And I said, Beckham, can you stand up? And he literally didn't say anything to me. He just did it like it was second nature. And I was so overwhelmed because that was the first time I've seen the word working like in him for me personally.
3.5 years into praying and believing.
Yes, yes, yes.
That is so cool. Yeah. I'm like in your living room right now watching him stand up.
I didn't have words to put that. And then it's like that moment on my faith is fueled.
Yeah.
That Lord, you are healer. And even though when man says it's impossible, that you are the God of the impossible.
Yeah.
That you said that I've created this son of mine. And if I'm going to allow his body to be healed, and nothing shall be impossible for him.
That is so good. I love that so much. It's so incredible. Okay. So then you're like, okay. He gonna be walking, honey.
Yes.
So what is that process like from the moment he stands? I just want to like talk through this because so many of us have contended for healing in something or in somebody or belief or something. Maybe you haven't seen it, but his word says, you know.
Yes.
So now he's standing.
Yeah.
What do y'all do from here?
So now this is the seed that was planted that was like, Lord, okay, so you don't do anything halfway. God is not a halfway God.
Come
so
on.
If he's going to heal his body, he's going to heal him all the way.
Yeah.
And so I do want to say that we're believing for his full healing, but we have seen the miraculous in his body. So doctor said he could never walk. He is able to walk and more. And now if you were to look at him, you could just see a little bit of something is off physically. It's not, I feel like inside, it's just off on the physical side.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe that one day is going to be in complete perfect alignment to the way that God made our bodies. But so we're still in this process going on 7 years, but the Lord has, I asked him one time, Jamie Lynn, I said, Lord, I know you can do anything like in a moment. And I said, but like, why are you still letting this like go extend? It feels like an extended course.
Yeah.
And I heard him so clearly say, so that you know who you are and he knows who I am. And as I began to like process this with the Lord, if he did heal him when he was born or, you know, months after, he wouldn't know that. Yeah. We would tell him and do it as like pulling, you know, a rock out of the Jordan. This is a marking moment, but like to really know him. Yeah. And I wouldn't have had 7 years of intercession knowing to pray for healing and see that walk out, not just in my life, but then the Lord give that to me for other people. Yeah. I want to see you healed, physically healed, because God is the one who says that he can. Yeah. And so,
isn't there a story in the Bible where Jesus heals somebody and says so people will know who the Father is?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Come on. This is biblical. I'm just saying what you heard is biblical.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a story.
There's such a story. I think one of they say, okay, so the disciples are trying to be like, well, who's to blame? Who sinned? Who sinned? And God is like, no.
Unbelief.
This is so that my glory can be revealed. Yeah. And that was another like thing. Whatever your situation is, God is going to come in and show you scripture. He's going to speak truth to you. The Holy Spirit is going to equip you in how to pray, how to walk it out, and how to just be able to believe the word when it says that.
Yeah. I love it. This, you know, at the beginning of this year during our fast for mercy culture, I was listening to the audio Bible because the readings they gave us were really long every day. I'm like the kind of person that like, sometimes I'll read like 8 chapters when I sit down to read the word, but other times I'm like really meditating on like half a chapter or something. But I was just, anyways, I was really tickled. I was like, man, we gonna read the whole Bible in 21 days. But anyways, right, I digress. The reason why I'm pointing this out is the thing that stood out to me was like Jesus prayed and people were healed instantly.
Yes.
And they stood up and it was instant. Yes. It was in that moment. And then you fast forward and Jesus gave us all authority. Yes. We know all this, right?
Yes.
But you're hearing these testimonies. And for some reason this year, I'm like, this is what is standing out to me. But I've contended for the dead to be raised. I've contended for miraculous healing. I've seen crazy. I've received radical healings and deliverance instantly from the Lord. I've also contended and then saw, you know, but I know his desire is immediate. I know his desires right then and there.
Yes.
I know his desires for the woman in bed. As offensive as this can be to our flesh, I don't really care because it's in the word of God. Yeah. For somebody who's in bed, strucken with sickness, to get up and start cleaning their home because they're healed in Jesus' name.
That's
just like, you know, Peter's mom or Luke's mom. But you know what I'm saying? It's like he desires.
Yes.
Like, and then you start reading this and you're like, I have to have this.
Yes.
I have to see this.
Yes.
And we've seen crazy miracles, even set apart women in our conference last year.
Oh my gosh, immediately. And that was one thing we were just talking about, was that this sweet woman had migraines for her whole life. And she was, over 50 years?
Yeah,
okay,
a long
over
time.
50 years. And in one moment, God took them away and she has not had a migraine since.
And she was crying. She's like, this is so amazing.
Yes.
I haven't encountered God's presence like this and I don't know how long. I'm just so grateful. And I'm like, he's here.
He's here.
He just does it. You're in his presence and he does it.
That's what so it went from believing the miraculous, a miracle, to then, okay, Lord, what all do you have to say about sickness and disease?
Yeah.
Not just I need a miracle where something couldn't heal it physically, but only God, to teach me more about authority. And
Come
he's
on.
Been having me on this journey that even the kingdom of darkness has a level of power, but that doesn't mean they have authority over us.
Wow.
And so he was teaching me that everything that we speak, you know, words hold so much power. So he began literally opening my ears to every time somebody does not partner with his word. And that means when you say, I am sick, you are not partnering with the word of God.
Yeah.
I know this is touchy. I know it's so easy to say. I know sometimes we don't mean it, but he's had me on this journey.
Yeah.
And that's another part of why I testify about this.
Yeah.
Because since we have changed our words, it truly means that my belief has been changed, because I know that sickness cannot come in my body. It can tempt me. I can have physical symptoms of physically feeling the things, but I have authority.
Yeah.
I have authority to say, get out of my body.
Yes.
I have authority to say, if I have a headache, I'm commanding you to go now
come on.
The authority that Jesus gave me.
Yeah.
And it started on this from our son, not knowing who Jesus was at all, to him teaching us everything that he gave us free access to, and not only wants us to use for us, but to use for other people.
Yeah.
When you're sitting in a job and you have a coworker that says, I have a headache, instead of reaching for Tylenol, can I pray for you?
Yeah. Headaches are like the thing I see go like instant all the time. Yeah.
Yes.
I love it. Yeah. And then you know what's so funny too is like sometimes it's like, man, God, don't let me be desensitized. Because like even the beginning of this year, you know,
during our fast,
little did I know, like, and when you're pregnant and you get sick, it's like magnified. You're like, really? And I started to get sick, and I had gotten sick like second trimester, and it was not cute. No. And Lance was like, I don't think you have what I had. I was like, no, I have what you have. I'm just pregnant too, you know? It was like miserable. And so this time I'm like, okay, little did I know reading about your instant healing that I'd have to be contending right now. And I know that this didn't go where it could have gone because Lance and I were praying over my body and we were believing, no, this is like, this is done. We're not doing this again. And so, and rest healed, but like, and Jesus healed me, but like, it didn't go where the last one went. It was the same sickness I had, you know, in second trimester. So all this to say, it's like even the little things. So I don't want to become so desensitized where it is like, let me reach for the Tylenol as a believer. Let me just reach for the Tylenol. Like I've had moments where I'm like, oh wait, I could actually pray for this. Or like, oh wait, like, oh wait, what? I have a headache. I never get headaches. In Jesus' name. You know, it's like really doing it, not just like for other people, but being in the habit of like, oh, his word is true all the time.
All the time.
Over all the little things and all the big things.
Yes.
But I just don't want to have a moment where I'm desensitized to remembering.
Yes. And I feel like that as the body of Christ and how just this uproar of evil is covering like our nation that we have to be so conscious with what we're partnering with. And to, again, that goes to the place where you're with the Lord and he's revealing those things to you. He gave me a personal revelation, but I wouldn't have gotten that if I hadn't have spent that time with him to understand that you created us in a way and you sent your son to die for us and that will not be in vain. So when I speak the word of God, that means I'm saying, Jesus, you dying is not going to be in vain. Amen. You died for power and authority and love. Yeah. And that is what's going to come forth right now. Yeah. That the sickness and disease that tries to come into our bodies that they did not have a way to get out of that before, that you gave that to us. And because of that, what you gave us over darkness, I feel like we can talk about it all the time, but until you start living it and actually doing it, that there's just this shift that happens to you. And so I was telling actually Dr. Heather, we love her. We both go to
our
her
chiropractor. We love you, Dr. Heather.
I was like, I said, how many times do I come see you for sickness? And she's like, you don't ever come in here for that. And it's just like, I feel like I just want, if anything, people to believe that it's for them and I don't have to receive something if I'm being attacked just because I'm experiencing it, that you can command it to leave and it obeys the word of the Lord.
Come on. And you know, in this world today too, it's like, I know this is so offensive. Like Jesus heals and it's like, well, he didn't heal me, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Well, he didn't do this for this person. Well, he didn't do this for that person. I remember my granddaddy when he had cancer. We didn't have the Holy Spirit. We didn't know what we know now.
Yes.
And we're like, this must be God. This must be what God's will is for his life. That is not in my Bible. It is literally not in his word anywhere. And there were people who turned away from God that were struck with, you know, infirmities and died from those things, you know, and that never repented. But I'm saying like, God is not like, oh yeah, let me just give you. No, it's like when your heart is completely and fully turned to the Lord, there's an inheritance of health and wholeness we have.
Yes.
Now, if we're in the world and we're like on this podcast and we're like, let me tell you about this new age healing device, people would be all about it. But when we're on this podcast and we're like, Jesus heals instantly, talk about rupturing this nation in an uproar earthquake. Yes. And it doesn't make sense, but it's radical and it's so legit. It feels like we're part of some rebellion. Like, right?
Yes.
Where it's like, oh, but Jesus says, and I know this is offensive, but it's true.
It's true.
You know, and how could you not want to experience this?
That is exactly right. And I feel like when this agreement happens, so that means I am breaking up with all the agreements that, you know what, this is not the way. And I am agreeing with the way that is the way, the truth, and the life that he says in his word. I think one of my favorite scriptures is Psalm 103:20, and it says that he sent his word and healed them. So anytime I don't feel good or the boys aren't feeling good, we say, devil, go, and we put the Bible open to Psalm 103 and we lay it on our bodies, whether it's on our head, wherever, because his word heals. And when his word is spoken, that means he's healing. Yeah. And so we have that. We can speak his word and there is healing that is going to happen, because that was his plan from the very beginning, for us to use our authority. What good is it? As if I know that. I'm like, Lord, I don't want to talk about that. People don't like that. And he's like, what good is it if we don't use it? If I don't use what has been giving. And one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is healing.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's like, where is that gift more talked about and practice on really? Because I want to see it. And so
and
I said, Lord,
this is New Testament stuff too.
I know.
This ain't that, you know, when people argue about, well, the Old Testament, I'm like, don't you come in here with God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, you know, but like, this is New Testament stuff right here, honey.
That's right.
When
that's
Jesus sent out the 70 disciples, he was like, go lay hands on the sick and watch them recover.
And everything was heal all.
Yes.
Go make sure that they are cleansed of all.
Yeah.
Not just some things, all. I don't know what all is in Hebrew, but I'm pretty sure all means all.
I'm pretty sure it means all.
It means all.
Look that up. Okay, well, even for you listening in right now, like, I don't know what's going on in your body, but he wants to recover all. He wants all of you. He wants all of your heart. Yeah. And he said, if you will seek me and find me with all of your heart, you will. If you will seek me with all of your heart, you will find me. And so, is your heart turned to him? Like, turn to him. Turn to his word and discover the fullness of Christ and the life that he paid for you to have. And so I just declared healing over you right now in Jesus' name. Whoever you are, whatever sickness, maybe you thought, oh, he partially healed me. And please don't be satisfied with the status quo of half healed. That ain't my God. He fully recovers, fully restores all of you. And it's a command to go lay hands on the sick and watch him recover. So you can start with yourself right now. Lay hands on yourself and say, in Jesus' name, I command all sickness to go, all infirmity to go.
Yes.
Speak to the body part that's injured. Tell it to be whole in Jesus' name by the Spirit of God. And it's not by your might and it's not by your power, honey.
That's right.
But it's by the Spirit of God.
That's right. Mm. So cool. One of my favorite things too, even seeing this walked out like in the natural, is John G. Lake. And there's a story of him where there is a crazy sickness that is going around in his time. This was in the like 1940s, I think. And he was like, what can I do? I'm going to go pray for people. And everyone was baffled. How are you not getting this deathly sickness?
Yeah.
And he said, I believe the word of God. And they have it documented where he touched somebody with this sickness and it should have been on his hand. And they put it under a microscope and it literally died in his hand. And so that is what I'm envisioning. And I have in like literally ingrained in my spirit that when I go lay hands on the sick, the only option is that they shall recover.
Come on. You know, it's so interesting after COVID how people didn't feel like they could do that.
Yes,
I remember getting COVID at the very beginning. And it's like when everybody was filled with fear and we just didn't tell a lot of people that I even had it.
Yeah.
'Cause it was like the worst of the stream. I was reading a Catherine Coleman book of all these testimonies.
Yep.
I remember soaking in the bathtub and just reading that book and just being like, yes, Jesus. And Lance and I just contending and praying and believing for healing. It was like, I think we were one of the first cases that we even knew of. Like doctors were like calling and checking in on me 3 times a day. I was like part of a case study for it.
What?
Like it was crazy, but I'm saying like for us, it was like, we know not to let fear in.
Yes.
And this is how to protect that. Yeah. And I'm reading the word and I actually came out with a crazy dream. Like God actually took that time of me diving in the word, believing for healing, believing for what he said for me, and literally created like this whole new, it's like the next America show was birthed from it. But it's like incredible because I'm like, of course God would do that. Like I learned his word. And like you can take these moments. I don't believe that we're intended to be sick, like in any capacity.
Yes.
But if you're doing that, it's like, take the time to dive into his word and come out stronger than you went into it. You know, like come out like the Hulk in the spirit.
He doesn't promise us we will be exempt from attacks.
Yeah.
He promised us we will have that. But it's how, what do we do in those moments?
Yes. You know that scripture that says, no weapon formed against you will prosper? Yeah. You know that means that no weapon formed against you will kill you.
Yes,
that's it doesn't
exactly
mean
right.
That weapon won't hit you.
Yes.
It means it won't kill you.
And that's what I think a lot of people mistakenly heard is that you can't get sick then if you're a Christian. That's not true. It's when the sickness comes, take authority over
it. Come on.
It.
Psalm 91, that mess.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Up and down.
Up and down. Okay, so just to recap, what are the ways that you would encourage women, briefly, what are the ways that you would say, hey, this is how I want to encourage you to believe for healing?
Yes, I would say, number one, spend time in the Word. Find every scripture that has to do with healing and memorize them. Write them down. Sing them. It is a joyful thing that God wants to heal you. And then just like it says in the Bible, I believe in anointing with oil and then taking communion. It literally breaks the power of darkness and the attack that is trying to come on you. So any sickness, those are kind of like the three steps of declaring the Word of God out loud with your mouth. Your voice holds power over what you are praying and what you're believing for, and then anointing with oil and taking communion.
I just love you. I love how God has strengthened you. I love baptizing people with you in the pool at Great Wolf Lodge.
Shout out.
In the middle of all these families. No, you really do believe in, like, I remember you ministering to these women and with full faith, knowing that God is who he says he is, and you taking all authority over darkness and watching these women go under and coming out of the water healed. Mm-hmm. Free, delivered.
Amen.
I'm just so excited, so proud to be your friend, and so grateful for you to come on this podcast. Can you please let everybody know how they can connect with you and find you?
Yes, I am on Instagram, TikTok, all the platforms, just Farron Wright, and you can connect with me on there.
And she loves fashion.
I do.
I was telling everybody today, I mean, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see her, but I was like, I can't wait to see what she shows up wearing. You do have a gift for fashion, and it's so fun.
You.
And so modest. Thank you for that. So set apart.
Yeah.
Love it. Okay, well, thank you.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Thank you
for having me. So grateful. Like, this is just practical family, like, believing and contending that Jesus is who he says he is, that he is healer, that he's a Jehovah Rapha, and that he heals today. And so don't give up on him. Look, if you're a Christian, he said, Jesus in red letters said, my disciples obey my word. That means his word says he's healer, so he heals. So don't you give up on that word until you see it happen. Yep. That's what a set apart woman looks like. That's who you are. That's who you're created to be. You can go to setapartwomen.co, email us. We will pray for you. We actually pray for you. You can DM us on Instagram with Set Apart Women, and you can follow all the incredible things that we get to do together with you. We want you to come join us and share this episode with a family maybe that's believing for healing. This is such a beautiful, encouraging message. Like, he really is who he says he is. He either is or he isn't. And I have discovered that he really is who he says he is. And hopefully I can die enough to myself to live underneath that beauty and that cross of Jesus and his blood. So anyways, we're excited that you're here. Join us next week for Set Apart Women. And thank you, Farron, for joining us.